Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Do I currently what?
Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South. Okay, just to confirm, could you please tell me what is in what year you were born?
72.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent by any chance?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Multiracial.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people said will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5, it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one says, more parks and recreational opportunities.
1.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
1.
More dining and entertainment options.
1.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
2.
More good paying jobs.
3.
Better street and road maintenance.
2.
Thank you. In terms of your status, are you currently employed, unemployed, but looking for work? Retire, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
There's more than enough.
About the right amount?
Yeah.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Office workers, probably too few.
I'm sorry, too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Yes
no.
Or no? Okay. More doctors' office and hospitals?
No.
More grocery store and supermarkets?
No.
More dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
More home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of a store and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavin?
Veterinary.
Thank you. Something else?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavín? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slightly problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Very big.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavín? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. A very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight, or not problem at all?
No, there's more than enough houses. There's no problem with the number of houses.
No problem at all, or a slight problem?
No problem at all.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavín. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. More townhouses or attached homes?
No.
More multifamily housings like apartments or condominiums?
No.
More housing options for seniors?
No.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
30 years.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. And the last part, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavín. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Oppose.
Strongly. Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more condominiums buildings?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
Oppose strongly.
And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college, okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 25 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Angel.
Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.